Heard a fascinating word on this week's parsha from the Tolna Rebbe of Yerushalayim, said over. That's the second cousin, once removed, of our very own Tolna Rebbe of Riverdale. The Tolna Rebbe said, the Gemara in Bava Basra says in Daf Tes Zayin that Esav was kofar be'ikar. Why was Esav kofar be'ikar? Because he says, lama zeh li b'chora. And it says ze kaliv yanvehu by az yashir, and therefore ze means Hashem is kofar be'ikar. So says, okay, what's out of all the zez? There's a lot of zez in Tanakh. How do we know it means this ze? And why davka? If they want to find all the averus Esav did, they pick davka shiras hayam. So he says something tremendously insightful and mechudish. He says, what does it mean Esav was kofar be'ikar? Why was Esav kofar be'ikar? It's very fascinating. You know, maybe you have to be a Hasidus or Rebbe. You know, if someone's really kofar be'ikar, like they mamish, like they don't believe that there's a God in the world, no one's just kofar be'ikar. Esav, it all goes back to the question of how could he sell the Bechora? You know, Rash says the Bechora is Avodosh Shalmakom, Shabiz Avodosh Shalmakom. Why didn't he care about Avodosh Shalmakom? Says, someone's kofar be'ikar, not because they really think that it's mistabra that there's no God in the world. They're kofar be'ikar because they give up on God because they think God's given up on them. If they don't believe that God values them, then they no longer want to have any relationship. They no longer want to have any role in their life. They no longer want to acknowledge the existence of the Borei Olam. The same Gemara of Abbasar says, Esav that day, chamesh averos over oso hayom. He was Baal Nahum Arasa, and he was a Rotseach, and Esav was just coming home from a gazillion Averos. And what happens? Yaakov starts talking to him about who should be the Kohen on the Mizbeach to bring Karbanos to Hashem. What's Esav saying? Me, Hashem? It's hopeless. It's pointless. Hine anochi olech lamus. I'm gone. I'm out of this. You know, me, Hashem? It's hopeless. I have nothing to do with Hashem. Therefore, I don't want anything to do with him. That's the kfir be'ikar. What is Chazal Merames here? Zek Halev Yanvehu. So Chazal tell us that the Jews, when was Zek Halev Yanvehu? Az Yashir, right? Shvi Shal Pesach. What happened a week earlier? A week earlier, Chazal tells the Jews were on the 49th level of Tumah. That's why Lo Yochlu Lehisma Mea, Chazal say, because if they reached the 50th level of Tumah, they'd be gone. I don't even know what it means to be on the 49th level of Tumah. I know we say, oh, nowadays, it's so bad. The kids do all the years. We're very, very far from the 49th level of Tumah. I don't know why we're in the first, second, third, 10th. You know, I really think Chazal are trying to tell us it's something we can't imagine, the low level of the 49th level of Tumah, meaning it was one step from the end of history of the entire world, right? That's how bad it was. And a week later, from the 49th level of Tumah, they did tshuva, they rededicated themselves to Avodas Hashem, they brought a carbon, they were moser nefesh, and mere 7 days later, right, this is all they all tell you, don't think you're coming to yeshiva and you're stuck, and in 7 days, all of a sudden, you'll go from nothing to being a gadol hador or whatever. But it happened once, right? They mamish saw greater than Yechezkel's Maisa Merkava. So that's maybe, the Tolna Rebbe says, that's the remez of this Chazal. What was the kfir of Esav? The kfir of Esav wasn't really about theology. It wasn't really about who created the world and where the Big Bang came from. The kfir of Esav was he just didn't understand that you could go from Memtesh Shari Tumah to Rasa Mashal Ras Ra Yechezkel Buzi Mike's Merkava in 7 days by just changing yourself, by just fixing yourself. And therefore he says, after I'm coming back from all these Averos, Anochi Olech Lamus, I'm dead from those Averos. I have no choice. As a matter of fact, in the Sefer, Drushy Sefer, called Tishbi, he says, maybe that's even another remez. The Gemara says, he's a kofar of Tchias HaMesim. What Tchias HaMesim is kofar on? He's kofar on the Tchias HaMesim that someone who's Mason inside could be Mechaya himself and could all of a sudden be a different person, that you can bring yourself back from wherever you are to be someone worthy of life and not death. And that's, I think, it's a very deep way of looking at what's going on here. It's not that Esav was, we imagine, I don't know, some like, you know, big oaf who didn't understand anything that his father and mother and brother were talking about with all this religious stuff, and all he knew was that, oh, I'm hungry and I want to eat. Esav, he understood what was going on here, and he wasn't part of it, and he was failing at it. And Esav's real mistake was, instead of saying, no matter how much I failed, I'm not worth the mentes shari tuma, and I could turn it around right now if I really want to. He said, I'm a failure. I give up on God. God gives up on me. That's it. We're over. And the lesson is obviously the muster is very clear. Wherever you are, you're not worse than Esav. You're not worse than mentes shari tuma. And all you need to remember is Zeh Keli Vehu. Wherever you are, you're not more than a few days away from the highest madrigas if you just believe in yourself and believe in Hashem and believe that together you, working with Hashem, coming close to Hashem, can achieve unparalleled heights. Shabbat shalom.